الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فرج سقف بيتي وأنا بمكة. Our Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on one particular night I was in Mecca when the roof of my house opened up. فَنَزَلَ جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and Jibreel alayhi salam descended. فَرَّجَ صَدْرِي, and when he descended, he opened up my heart, my chest. ثُمَّ غَسَلَهُ مِنْ مَاءِ زَمْزَمْ, and then he cleaned what was inside of me with the water of Zamzam. And then he brought a dish, a gold dish, full of hikmah wa imanan, full of wisdom and belief, and poured that in my chest. And then he closed it up. And then فَأَرَجَ بِنَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, and then we descended to the heavens. Then we ascended. Our Prophet on that particular night was taken by the Buraq, a winged creature, and accompanied by Jibreel alayhi salam. And as they ascended, they went from the Haram to the furthest mosque, the Aqsa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Subhanalladhi أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه آياتنا من آياتنا إنه السميع البصير. That praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to the one who took his servant by night from the Haram in Mecca to the Aqsa in Jerusalem, the furthest mosque, by night, and its precincts are blessed, so that Allah says we may show this servant of ours some of our signs. And Allah is all hearing and Allah is all seeing. And then he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ثم دخلت المسجد فصليت فيه ركعتين. He says, I entered upon this mosque and I prayed 2 units of prayer, and he led all of the prophets in prayer. All of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were led in prayer by the master of the prophets of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ خَرَجْتُ, and he says, and then I left the mosque. فَجَاءَنِي جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and Jibreel alayhi salam came upon me. بِإِنَاءٍ مِنْ خَمْرٍ وَإِنَاءٍ مِنْ لَبَنٍ, and he came with a vessel of wine and a vessel of milk. فَاخْتَرْتُ اللَّبَنِ, and he says, so I chose the milk. فَقَالَ جِبْرِيلِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ اِخْتَرْتُ الْفِطْرَةِ, and Jibreel said to me, you have chosen the fitra. You have chosen what's pure over what's impure. You have chosen what's good over what's bad. You have chosen what's truth over what is falsehood. And that's the decision our Prophet made on behalf of his ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is our religion, brothers and sisters. It's a deen of fitra, and every morning we should read that supplication our Prophet taught us. أصبحنا على فطرة الإسلام وعلى كلمة الإخلاص وعلى دين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى ملة أبينا إبراهيم حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. That we have woken up today and reached this morning on the fitrah of our religion of Islam. And that's Islam, a religion that agrees with the mind as it agrees with the heart. Unadulterated, unpolluted, pure religion. And then he was taken by the Buraq and accompanied by Jibreel alayhi salam, and they ascended on the Miraj, on the heavenly ascent to the first heaven. And on that first heaven, who did they meet? They met Adam alayhi salam, our father, and the father of our prophet. And who was Adam? You know, sometimes we, when we think of Adam, we think of the one who made the first mistake. Well, also Adam was the one who made the first tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the first one who made repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he greeted Adam alayhi salam, and Adam greeted him back. And then they ascended to the second heaven. And in the second heaven, who did they meet? They met Yahya and Isa alayhim as-salam. Yahya and Isa alayhi salam. And who were they? Who was Isa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have in the Messenger of Allah the best example. And Allah gives us an example in the Quran. And Allah says, and you will find in the narratives of those who came before you, meaning the prophets of Allah, Ibrah, a lesson and understanding for those who truly reflect. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. This is not a tale invented, but it's a confirmation of what came before it, and it's a lesson for those who believe. And just like this ummah proclaims La ilaha illallah, then also the ummah of Isa alayhi salam proclaimed the same thing. And this is the truth of the matter. So when Isa is presented before Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, and he is questioned by Allah, did you really tell the people to take you and your mother as two gods besides Allah? And he will say, Subhanak, glory unto you, O Allah. For I could never say that which I had no knowledge of. And in fact, if you want to know what was the motto of Isa alayhi salam in his own preaching, even according to the scriptures of those who hold that he was a god other than Allah, then Isa alayhi salam, when he addressed his people, he said, Shema Israel, Adonai Eleheinu, Adonai Echad. You should hear, O Israel, that the Lord our God is a one God. And that was his message of La ilaha illallah. And as they ascended, they went to the third heaven, and in that they found Yusuf alayhi salam. And who was Yusuf alayhi salam? Yusuf was the one, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيَّ. He was the one, when he was in prison, he says, my Lord, I prefer prison than to what they invite me to. In fact, he says, I love prison than to what they invite me to. A man of struggle, a man of sacrifice, who was blamed without reason, but he took that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became an example, not only for his community, but for everyone until the last day. And as they ascended to the fourth heaven, they met Idris alayhi salam. And then to the fifth heaven, they met Harun alayhi salam. And then to the sixth, they met Musa alayhi salam. And both of these two, Harun and Musa, were a classic example of wilaya, a classic example of suhba, a classic example of ukhwa, a classic example. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What's in your right hand, O Musa? What does he say? He says, هِيَا عَصَايَا أَتَوَكُّهُ عَلَيْهَا. He says, it's a stick and I lean on this stick and I bring the branches down with this stick and I have other uses for this stick. Allah didn't even ask him that. Allah never asked Musa alayhi salam that, but he had a chance now to speak with his beloved. And he opens up And he says, this is my stick, and I use this stick for this and that and this and that. Allah says, throw your stick. He throws his stick. The stick becomes a snake. Musa runs. Allah says, come back. He comes back. Allah changes the serpent to the stick once again. Allah says, Musa, put your hand in your pocket. He puts it in his pocket. He takes it out and it's shining. Allah gave him signs so that the people can be convinced of him as a prophet and messenger of Allah. But still, he asked Allah, قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Oh Allah, my Lord, open for me my chest and make easy for me my task and unloose the knot from my tongue so that people can understand my speech. And still he asked Allah, send me who? Harun akhi. Send me Harun, my brother, as a helper for me, and let him share in my task and strengthen me with him. Why? So that we may remember you more and glorify you more. Because two is better than one. Because the purpose in life is to make the word of Allah the highest. And Musa alayhi salam knew that he could not do that except with Harun alayhi salam. And then on the seventh heaven they met who? Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of La ilaha illallah, the father of Tawheed. Ibrahim, and he was leaning on the Baytul Ma'mur. He was leaning on the frequented house, a house which 70,000 angels visit every day, and the ones who visit never come again. Another 70,000 come the other day, the next day. And then our Prophet was shown the Sidratul Muntaha, the furthest lote tree, and was shown from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, brothers, our Prophet was taken to a place where there was no medium between him and Allah. This time Jibreel alayhi salam had to stay in his position, for our Prophet had a very unique and specific task. And he says, wa awha Allah ilayya ma awha. So Allah commanded me what he commanded me with. وَفَرَضَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي خَمْسُونَ صَلَاةٍ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلًا. And he says, my Lord commanded me with 50 prayers in the night and day. 50 prayers in the night and day. فَنَزَلْتُ إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And then he says, and I descended upon Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam said to me, مَا فَرَضَ رَبُّكَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِكَ. What did your Lord command your ummah with? He said, خَمْسُونَ صَلَاةً فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلًا. He says, my Lord commanded me with 50 prayers in the night and the day. And Musa alayhi salam said to him, ارْجِعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Return to your Lord. فَاسْأَلْهُ التَّخْفِيفِ. And ask him to lessen your load. فَإِنَّ أُمَّتِكَ لَا يَطِيقُونَ ذَلِكَ. Because your ummah is incapable of doing that. Return to your Lord and ask him to lessen your load, because your ummah is incapable of doing that. And then he goes on to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَمْ أَزَلْ أَرْجِعُ بَيْنَ رَبِّ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَلَى وَبَيْنَ مُوسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ حَتَّى قَالِ يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنَّهُنَّ خَمْسُ صَلَاتٍ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلًا. And he says, I kept going back and returning between Allah and between Musa alayhi salam, and Allah was lessening my load until Allah said, O Muhammad, for you is 5 prayers a day, in the day and the night. لِكُلِّ الصَّلَاةِ أَشْرٌ. For every prayer you have the reward of 10. لِذَلِكْ خَمْسُونَ صَلَاةً. And like that you have the reward of 50 prayers. What a gift. What a gift. Where there is no medium, every other command that came from the heavens to our Prophet came with the medium of Jibreel alayhi salam, except this one. Except this command of the salah that came from the earth to the heavens. The opposite. This time our Prophet went up to collect that command. It didn't come down to him, our Prophet went up to collect it. And with no medium, just him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a big gift, brothers. That we have a chance every day, 5 times a day, to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Prophet said, between the salawat, he said, you know, Ramadan ila Ramadan, wal jum'atu ila al-jum'ah, wal salat ila salat, mukaffiratun ma baynahunna idha ijtunibat al-kabair. Between Ramadan and another Ramadan, between one Jumu'ah and another Jumu'ah, and one prayer to another prayer is expiation of sins, as long as a person stays from the major sins away from them. That salah, a chance to make, I mean, think, look at the calamity of humanity. Look at the arrogance of humanity, that people are incapable of prostrating their heads, the intellect, the highest part of the body and the most noble part of the body, to the ground, to the dust, out of arrogance. But our Prophet said, أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد فأكثر الدعاء. The closest a slave is to his Lord is when he has his forehead in the dust, when he's prostrating, and he said, so increase in your dua, increase in your supplication, because Allah is listening. So we have that chance, brothers, 5 times a day, every day, to go back to Allah. And that's the difference between us and those who don't believe in Allah. That's what our Prophet said, that this salah is a defining line, a defining matter. And it separates between us and those who don't believe in Allah. And whoever leaves that obligation of Allah has left this religion. Because this is the peak of the matter, this is the pillar of Islam. And the most important thing after La ilaha illallah, and the first thing will be accounted upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says to our Prophet, مَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلْيَعْمَلْهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنًا. Whoever intends to do a good deed, but does not do the good deed, it's written for him as a good deed. Intentions. Whoever intends to do a good deed, but doesn't do the good deed, is written for him as a good deed. فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ عَشْرٌ. But if he does the good deed, then 10 good deeds are written for him. وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ. And whoever intends to do an evil deed, فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا, and doesn't do the evil deed, لَمْ تُكْتَبْ شَيْئًا, nothing is recorded for him. No evil deed is recorded for him. فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا كُتِبَتْ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً. And if he does the evil deed, one evil deed is recorded for him. This is the gift of the Mi'raj, brothers and sisters. From the Mi'raj we can learn so many things. Not only the importance of the Salah, but also the importance of our Prophet. For it was our Prophet who was chosen from all the Prophets and Messengers of Allah and all of humanity to have that experience and dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be shown what no other man had been seen. And as he traversed on that night journey, he saw many people in paradise, he saw many people in hell, and he saw the people who would take interest in such a foul state, and he saw those who would make adultery in such a foul state, and he saw those who would usurp the rights of orphans in such a foul state. And he saw some of those in paradise, he saw the souls of the martyrs in paradise. And that's a gift, that we can be aware of that. Another gift is that we recognize the virtue of the Aqsa Mosque, the furthest mosque, made sanctified and holy by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have an obligation as an ummah to work for the delivery of our people, of the Muslimin, and humanity that is suffering in that part of the world today. We have an obligation as an ummah to release the captivity that Muslimin find themselves in occupied Palestine. We have an obligation to resist Zionist aggression coming from that corner of the world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve them of their afflictions, and to give them patience. And we ask them to give us the strength to do our obligations physically, financially, and verbally for them. And our Prophet said, "Man farraja, whoever removes a worldly grief from the believer, then Allah will remove from him one of the griefs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَسْرَ عَلَى مُؤْسِرٍ, and whoever alleviates the need of a needy person, Allah will alleviate his need in this world and the next. وَمَنْ سَتْرَ مُسْلِمًا, and whoever hides a Muslim or conceals his sin, then Allah will conceal him in this world and the next world. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ, and Allah will always help his servant as long as that servant is helping his brother. We learn from the Mi'raj the virtue of this ummah. For when our Prophet met Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam baka, he cried, فَنُودِيَ مَا يَبْكِيكَ, and it was said, why do you cry? قال, he said, يَا رَبِّي هَذَا غُلَامْ بَعَثْتَهُ بَعْدِي يَدْخُلْ مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ الْجَنَّةِ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا يَدْخُلْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. He says, my Lord, this young man, meaning the Prophet, was sent after me, but more of his ummah will enter paradise than my ummah. And that's a gift. The hadith cited by Imam Ahmad, it says, أَنْتُمْ تُوَفُّونَ سَبْعِينَ أُمَّةِ أَنْتُمْ خَيْرُهَا وَأَنْتُمْ أَكْرَمُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. You are the last of 70 nations, and you are the best of them, and the most honored of them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith, cited by Imam Ahmad again, he says, أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ 20 و100 صَفٍ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ 80 صَفًا. The people of paradise are 120 rows, and this ummah takes up 80 of those rows. What a gift. Some people, they will stand, and prophets, they will stand on the Day of Judgment, and they will have a handful of followers like Nuh alayhi salam. And some will stand with multitude of followers like our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some will stand, one Prophet will stand with no followers, according to the hadith, with no followers. He was sent by Allah and no one followed him. But we're given the privilege of being the best ummah and the most noble ummah as long as we do what Allah commanded us to do. So Mi'raj is a big lesson for us. When the mushrikeen, they heard that the Prophet is saying this, what did they do? They went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, because they knew that if they went to Abu Bakr and they can deal with him, then they've dealt with everyone. Because of the strength of Iman. Our Prophet said, if the Iman of the entire humanity was on one side of a scale, and the Iman of Abu Bakr was on the other side of a scale, then Abu Bakr's Iman would outweigh the Iman of the whole humanity. And they said, let's go to him, because if we deal with him, then we've dealt with everyone. And they began to mock, and they said, do you know that your Prophet is saying that he went to Jerusalem in a night, and it takes us a month to go to Jerusalem, but he went in the night. And Abu Bakr says, you know, if he said that, then I believe him. It's a lesson in us for that, because Abu Bakr says, if he said that, because we don't take our information from untrustworthy sources. We don't take our news from CNN and Sky and Fox News. That's not our where we get our information from. So he says, if he really said that, then I believe him. And he says, Na'am, inni usaddiquhu. He says, indeed, I believe him. Wa usaddiqu bi khabri as-sama' fi ghudwatin aw ruhatin. He said, I don't just believe that. He said, I believe fi ma huwa ab'adu min dhalik. I believe in more than that. I believe that there is further than that. For I believe he receives news from the heavens. He receives news from the heavens every day. And I believe he can do that in a day or in a night. Showing them that we believe in something that is more superior than that anyway. We believe he receives revelation from the heavens by day and by night. So if we believe that, then we can believe in this. So brothers, the Mi'raj and Isra is a big lesson for us. It's a time for us to reflect and think about the virtue of our Prophet, how he was chosen by Allah. But interestingly enough, when Allah describes him, Allah says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. Allah says, you know, glory be to the one, Allah Himself, who took His servant. Allah never says نَبِيِّهِ. Allah never says رَسُولِهِ, even though He is a Rasul of Allah and the Nabi of Allah. But Allah showed this Ummah a very important lesson, that He is the Abd of Allah before He is the Rasul of Allah. And He is the Abd of Allah before He is the Prophet of Allah. For He begins as a servant of Allah, like we all begin as servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a lesson for us not to ever deify Him the way the Christians deified Isa alayhi salam on account of some of the miraculous things that He did. Because everything is done with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Allah and praise Allah for the blessing of Islam, for the blessing of Iman, for the blessing of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us an ummah of understanding, an ummah of work and action. And we ask Allah to send peace and blessings and prayers upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family and his companions. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم. It's been good that we're having good weather the last few days. But if you think about the weather that's been here in England and in Europe and other parts of the world in the last month, then it's a point of reflection for us. In Surah Al-Kahf, a surah in the Qur'an which we're all encouraged to read every Friday, because the hadith says it will be a light for us from one Jum'ah to another Jum'ah, and a light for us on the Day of Judgment. Allah gives the example of two individuals, one of whom had a garden. And in that garden, or he had two gardens of grapes, surrounded by palm trees, Allah says. And in between there are crops that are growing, and there's a river that's flowing. And that individual goes to the other one and says, you know, I have something that is more than you, and I am stronger than you in men and in wealth. And he says, I don't think the Day of Judgment will come, but even if it does come, I will have more in the next life than I have in this world. And the other one says, why don't you just believe in Allah and not make any partners with Allah? And what you should have said when you saw me is, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That this is by the permission of Allah, and there is no power and might except with the will of Allah, if you thought that you had more than me. But Allah says, he goes off and he's very proud and arrogant and everything else. And then the other one says, you know, what if Allah was to send something from the sky and it was to ruin your entire crops and your entire field? Then what would you do? And that's exactly what Allah does. Allah sends something from the sky and destroys everything that he has. Sometimes it's very distressing to hear how people complain about the weather. You know, when Allah sends the rain, our Prophet would leave his house with his garment, and he would collect the rain in his garment, and he would say, this has just come from my Lord, in a euphoric state, that this is also a sign from Allah. For people, they say, what miserable day, what miserable weather, what ugly weather, how gloomy, and so on and so forth. And then when Allah sends so much, and that destroys what people have, what people have been building for so many years, look at the reactions of people. You know, Allah sent so much water, but not even a drop for people to drink. And water is to be drunk. But Allah sent so much of it, that it wasn't even a drop to be drunk. And these are signs for us. Brothers, we should take lessons from these kind of things that happen. And thank Allah that Allah gave us preservation when he afflicted others. And we ask Allah to make us learn lessons so that Allah doesn't place on us a burden that we can't handle and deal with. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. اللهم أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفر مسلمين. اللهم اهدينا إلى الحق وجعلنا من أهله وانصرنا به يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغناء. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين، ونفس كرب المكروبين، واقض الدين عن المدينين، واشف مرضى المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصرنا على عدونا ودمر أعداء الدين. اللهم فك قيد أسر المسلمين. اللهم أنجلهم وأنجلنا والمستضعفين من المؤمنين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقيم الصلاة.